Ben Dessa was born in Puerto Rico. He spent some time as a kid in New York, but returned to the island in junior high school.
It was more of a laid-back society, more of a people-to-people type relations, more on the family side, whereas everyone you met, they were considered family after a while, and if you saw them more often, they were family, and even though they were just friends.
Dessa moved around the U.S. and the world before retiring from his job in the food industry and settling down with his wife in Springfield. He would visit old friends on the island whenever he could. It was this connection that had Dessa paying close attention to the weather as Hurricane Maria approached.
Well, I was watching the news, and I was worried this time because this one was a big one.
Dessa tells me hurricane warnings are common in Puerto Rico, but they aren't always taken seriously. When Puerto Rico took a direct hit, Dessa said he immediately wanted to volunteer.
When I said I had to go, it's because of the Puerto Rico of yesteryear said to me, let's go. You got to go and help that country. So I volunteered immediately.
Once he arrived in Puerto Rico, Dessa asked his cab driver how bad the damage was. The cab driver offered to give him a tour of the devastation.
And boy, was I surprised. He showed me how, this is in the capital, and houses turned, roofs gone, big signs with in the advertising signs that are mounted on poles that are like, what? The pole is probably, I don't know how many inches wide, and that thing was just like a toothpick snapped in half.
The cab driver told Dessa that it was worse inland. This was the start of Dessa's 64 days on the island volunteering with the American Red Cross. After reporting in, volunteers divided into teams and distributed aid. His day started at 5 a.m. and sometimes went to 11 o'clock at night. He gave out food and water to hurricane victims. And the hardest part for him? Leaving.
They didn't have any hope. They didn't know what was going on. Is the trucks coming tomorrow again? We don't know. How come you don't know? What am I going to do? My children? My husband's not working.
Dessa said even though he knew someone else would replace him, he still felt uneasy.
You hear all this and you're going, is someone else going to come behind me? Not sure someone else is coming behind you. But you feel more secure that if you stay, you know you're there and they can count on you at least.
And now, he says if he were asked to return, he'd be there in a heartbeat. For KSMU News, I'm Matt Campanelli.